Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What if you could become a better person? Not by working harder, but by taking one doable step a day. And not because you're a bad person now, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person walks you through 1 year of those tiny steps. 365 small but mighty tools you can use in the next 24 hours to make a difference in yourself and the world. My mission? To help you live your best life. Hey there, and welcome to Wellness Wednesday on the How to Be a Better Person podcast. I'm Kate. In my other life, I work as a ghostwriter, often on health books. I've gotten the opportunity to interview many, many doctors on different aspects of health, mostly integrative doctors such as naturopaths and osteopaths, and folks who actually talk to their patients about diet. And they all share a similar story with me during the process. And that is that when they talk to patients about what the patients are eating, the patients all say, "I eat pretty healthy." And then when they drill down to what the patients are actually eating, it's not usually terribly healthy. And yet what you eat is one of the biggest drivers of your health, that and how you handle stress and how well you sleep. And while you might spend a fair amount of time thinking about what you're going to eat, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you don't spend a lot of time observing what you eat. And observing what you eat is the only way to really understand how healthy or unhealthy your diet is. So, today's tip is to keep a food diary, just for 2 days. And those 2 days are the past 24 hours and the next 24 hours. So no matter what time of day you're listening to this podcast, you are listening at the exact right time to do this now. Your first step is to write down everything you ate in the last 24 hours. Don't worry, I'm not ever going to see this. This isn't about judgment. This is just about awareness, because there's a cool thing that happens when you decide to keep a food diary, and that is that just knowing that you're going to have to write down what you ate can inspire you to make different choices, and that's a great thing. But you also want to get a look at what's happening even when you're not actively tracking what you eat. And the way to do that is to look at a day that has already passed. Also write down what you drank, how much water, how many cups of coffee or tea, did you have soda or a diet soda or an energy drink? Did you have alcohol? Just write it down. And then you can write down everything you eat and drink in the next 24 hours. And you may discover that your choices change now that you're writing it down. That's cool. They may not change, and that's cool too. Once you have this stuff written down, you can look at it and ask yourself things like, am I eating enough vegetables? Am I drinking enough water? Am I having too much coffee? Am I skipping meals? Am I over-relying on any one food group? Am I having any meatless meals? There's a lot of information to be gleaned if you take the time to look. And once you have the information, you also have extra motivation to make any changes that you notice you need to make. Ideally, you do this exercise once a month, just to keep tabs on your diet and make sure you're giving yourself the nutrients you need to be your best. Certainly, at least once a quarter. This will also help you see how your diet changes with the seasons, or doesn't. How much it does is a good indicator of how much you're eating locally. I hope you enjoy this little investigation and will give it a go. And if you don't like what you see when you write down what you eat, take it as a loving nudge to get back to the foods that you know support you and your health. To see a picture of my food diary, I can't promise you can read my writing, come visit me on Instagram, where I'm at Kate Hanley Author. Ciao!
Thanks for listening to How to Be a Better Person. If you liked what you heard, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Come sign up for the weekly newsletter that includes a link to every episode from the previous week so you can catch up on anything you missed. You can do that at beabetterpersonpodcast.com. I also love to hear from listeners. Seriously, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate Han, KateHan, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.